The state legislature is in the final days of the session, and the pressure is on to tie up loose ends and pass pending bills. One bill that did pass over the weekend attempts to address poor air quality along the Front Range. Senate Bill 16 seeks steep reductions in greenhouse gas emissions while making appropriations to fund specific measures. Joining me now live is one of the bill's sponsors, Representative Karen McCormick of Longmont. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Shannon.
Thanks for making time. Air quality along the Front Range has been bad for many years. How would SB 16 be different from past attempts to improve air quality here?
Well, it's not only Senate Bill 16, though it has many, many measures in it that work to address reducing greenhouse gases in many ways across our state. Number one, it does reset our long-term greenhouse gas reduction goals and puts in some interim target goals so that we can make sure we're on track by 2050 to reduce these greenhouse gas emissions by 100%. One of the bigger things that Senate Bill 16 will do is to open up the ability for regular people to be involved in part of the solution, to purchase some lawn equipment, whether it be lawn mowers, leaf blowers, snow blowers, weed whackers, all of those things that we have used as gasoline powered small engines, which are a huge contributor to ozone levels across the Front Range and across the state. In this bill, there will be a 30% discount at purchase for the consumer, which will be a tax credit for the retailer. And in this way, we can really push and incentivize people to get away from these small engines and move towards electric-powered lawn equipment. And there is also some efforts in there to make sure that our transmission lines are fully ready for increased electrification across our state. So there's measures in Senate Bill 16 for that. There's also a part in there that will make sure that our large insurance companies are looking closely at their climate risk on their surveys, on their investments. So every little bit there, I always say there's something in there for everyone. There's also a new definition or a including of biomethane for large agricultural operations to be part of the clean energy or the renewable energy sector. There's about 27 sections in that bill, and each one kind of has its own little piece that can help reduce overall greenhouse gas reduction. There's many other bills that we're working on, too, that have built on the last several years. That's just one, because we do know that high levels of ozone are very dangerous to our health and animal health. And we've been working on this problem for years. Transportation, oil and gas, energy sector are really the biggest drivers of that.
Are there any accountability mechanisms in the event that the targets that you mentioned aren't met?
Well, you know, and as we approach each one of these targets, looking at across our ability to measure, first, we have to get better at our ability to measure so that we can make sure that we're accurately measuring how we're getting to these targets. And that's why those interim targets are so important, because if we put the target too far out and we are not at that interim step, we won't know if we need to update what we're doing in these various sectors. And we do have to continue to look at transportation, energy, agriculture, buildings, all the things. And so the accountability is kind of on all of us to make sure that if we're not hitting those targets, what else needs to be done to ramp this up?
As you mentioned, energy, specifically oil and gas operations, those are some of the leading contributors to greenhouse gas emissions in this region. What specifically would this bill do to rein in those emissions from the oil and gas industry?
Well, and I'm going to vector off just a little bit to let you know about some of these other technologies that we're looking at in other bills, because they all kind of work together. Senate Bill 16 is not a standalone bill. There are so many other bills that are going into this effort. Senate Bill 285, which will be heard this week as well, will give our state the ability to open up the opportunity for geothermal energy companies to come to our state. This is a huge opportunity for our state to start to have renewable energy in the geothermal space. We already have the expertise. We're trying to set up the regulatory framework around making sure that geothermal can thrive in our state. So that's a big one. Also to look at, we have a hydrogen study that we're looking at if there are ways that we can use clean hydrogen to help our energy needs. We're opening up access to more solar energy by looking at ways that the agricultural sector can use agrivoltaics, which is the use of agricultural land and solar farm production on the same land, and giving our farmers and ranchers an opportunity to be more a part of the solution. They already are with what they grow and their carbon sequestration in the ground, but in this way, they may be able to utilize their land for multiple purposes. And so that is another bill that's being heard this week, which is Senate Bill 92. So all of these are kind of synergistic with each other. We're making an effort to look at all the ways that we can address this issue, including incentivizing people to buy e-bikes and e-trucks and e-cars, and making sure that we're building the infrastructure for all the charging stations that we're going to need. There's so much to do. This is a multi-pronged approach, and these are some of the things that we're looking at.
Oh, and I appreciate that complex issues require multi-pronged approaches, but I want to veer back to the question about accountability and teeth when it comes to the oil and gas industry. We know that they're the largest contributor to greenhouse gas emissions in this region. What is being done to rein in this industry specifically?
Yep. And so what I mentioned today about 285 too is part of that. This is our job as a legislature to steer them in the direction that we want them to go. And so giving this direction to say, you have the expertise and the regulatory framework in this space, we now want you to move all of that expertise in energy over into geothermal and start to move away from oil and gas. We can't shut down oil and gas right now, but this really helps. I grew up in a Navy family with an aircraft carrier, and it takes time to move the ship. And this is our push to them to say, okay, here is how we can move in this direction and still open up a new energy economy and part of this just transition as well for these oil and gas workers to continue to contribute to energy production in our state. And then it'll be their job. We have this written into legislation to report back to us. And those interims are going to be short so that we know, are you on track? Are you doing what we expected to see from you? And that's going to be happening on a regular basis where they're reporting back to the General Assembly so that we can keep tabs on progress.
Representative McCormick, in the final flurry of the session, I know these are very, very long days. What other bills are you hoping to pass before the session ends?
Wow. I think we might have, I'm not even sure how many 80 or 90 bills still coming at us. The ones that I just mentioned that we have not gotten through yet are very important to me and our state. Senate Bill 92, which is the agrivoltaics. Will also, there's another part in there that will help air, is to help incentivize moving from diesel fuel to biodiesel. This is a fuel that can cut down pollutants by sometimes up to 86%. And so all of those pieces of farm equipment, as well as cars and trucks that run on diesel, can instantly move to biodiesel up to 20% of a blended fuel and cut down on these pollutants. And so even though it's not electrification, it is better. And every little thing that we can do to move us in a better direction is key. That bill is being heard in my committee. I'm chair of the House Agriculture, Water, and Natural Resources Committee. It's being heard today. It's really important that one gets through because it also is going to do a lot of good across our state. And then Senate Bill 285 that I mentioned that helps kind of steer COGCC in a new direction and open up opportunities for everyone that's working in that sector to help all those people in jobs across our state also needs to get through. That's probably going to be heard on the floor tomorrow.
And on the flip side of that, I mean, is there anything in particular now looking back at the session that you feel particularly optimistic about that's already been passed other than Senate Bill 16?
Absolutely. I'm excited about the House Bill 1272, which was the big tax incentive bill for, to help with cleaner air, to help move all of us in a direction to think about electrifying whatever we can, whether it be e-bikes, credits for electric cars and vehicles, all of these innovations in tax credits. Sometimes we just need more carrots to get people to move in that direction. And I think it's proven to work. And so I'm really optimistic about how we're all going to, my next car is going to be electric. I just, maybe it'll be this year.
Well, Representative Karen McCormick of Longmont, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy morning to speak about air quality with us.
I appreciate your time. Thanks, Shannon.